Pratik and G. Let G be Chit. No, it is not full Chit. It should be Jar. No, Jar not. It is Chit. So it will come, it will not come in Chit Shakti, either in Jar Shakti. So it is a third Shakti, Tatastha. It is a very low potency, little. But it can move in Chit world as well as a Chit world. A Chit cannot be Jar, and Jar cannot be Chit. But by the Aghatan, Ghatan Patiyasi Shakti, understand? A thing cannot be done, but yet it is done. Krishna has so much power. So by that power, Shakti, Akinchi Shakti, Jeev is a particle Chit, but it can go and understand him, this body is myself. Krishna, any Swans avatar, up to says, they will not think like so. But Jeev can understand like this. I am this body. I am this hair. I am the eyes. I am this body. But Krishna and the parts of Krishna, Swans, will not think like so. So, in Vaikuntha Jagat, there are numerous, countless Vaikuntha. That Vaikuntha is endless, no length, limit of length and breadth. What is called Vaikuntha? Everything in this world has two or three dimensions, length, breadth,
height,
and thickness. In whole world there is nothing after these three dimensions. But a Prakrit Vastu has four dimensions. More than that, no limited in three things. Anyone cannot measure Jeev. They cannot limit length, breadth and thickness any of the gopis. Krishna himself, Vaikuntha, Atma and the, all the things of Vaikuntha. But here in this world, from mountain and to ocean, these things, trees and everything can be calculated and can be
measured.
But that is why it is Vaikuntha. Kuntha means to measure. Or by
beyond
that limit is Vaikuntha. Our mind, our eyes, our all things cannot measure anything. That are Prakriti. So it is called Vaikuntha. So there are unlimited Vaikuntha. Krishna Dham, Govinda Krishna Hari, all takes Visham there. Rest there. Vibhuj, though Krishna is unlimited, no measurement, no length, breadth and thickness, but yet he is seen as a man, having clothes and 3.5 hands length, one this breast. Uttamya, Agasur, Bakasur, all went to Krishna to measure Krishna. but they could not. Putana thought that he is a boy, I can kill her. And Trinavarta or Ektasi? Saptasu and Trina, they knew that he has no this body. I will crush him. He will not see me. But Krishna saw them and crushed themselves, those demons. So very beautiful Krishna shape, having flowers, having so much beauty in him. And Krishna has unlimited of Prakriti Guna. Transcendental qualifications, which cannot be seen in any of the swans or any jeev. Only one can see a very drop in all devata and a very particle in jeev and full in Narayan and all others and in Dwarkesh, full avatar. And in Krishna, in fullest esteem. Without knowing all these things, anyone cannot chant Hari name. They should know all these facts. All these are called Chidvaibhav. What we explained. But all are not Prakrit, but Aprakrita, transcendental. Come from originally from Golok Vaikunth Vrindavan Dham, and they are seen like worldly material things, but yet all these are, and the parikara of Krishna, associates of Krishna, are the ornaments of Krishna, the clothes of Krishna, earring of Krishna, flute of Krishna, all are transcendental. Anyone cannot give bansi in fire and do square. Any of these things cannot be described, cannot be touched by worldly persons. All are beyond this. They have come to this world, are seen like them, similar, but not sentient. So we see that Guru and Vaishnava are in us, and they are making it. They make urine, they take food, they sometimes anger, but yet they are above all these things. Yeah? Worldly persons are misguided, and they do aparadha in their . They think that Guru has taken birth and Guru has died, but Guru does not take birth. Krishna does not take birth.
No die.
Kantha, Jarasandha, Duryodhan, Shishupal, all thought that he has taken birth and he will be dead and he will be destructive. But anything from that world which has come to this world, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, all, they are not worldly things. They are seen like worldly things. All the Chit Vaibhav are transferred by Chit Shakti. All the Jeev has been transferred by Tatastha Jiva Shakti. And all the worldly things has come out from this Prakrit Shakti, Jara Shakti.
Material energy.
So there are three kinds of Vaibhav. Chit Vaibhav, Jiva Vaibhav, and this Achit Vaibhav. Sri Vaibhav always beyond the limit of kal and desh. Desh means?
Country.
And all these things. And within kal. Out of kal.
Out of time.
And out of? They can be measured. All. But anything, based off that thing, nothing. They will seem like same, but not same. All the demons have done mistake here. They thought that the person, all these things are destructible and mountain, but really no. So it is called Vishnu Pada. Chid Vaibhav is called Vishnu Pada. So Guru Dev is Vaibhav of that place, he is Vishnu Pada. All the Vaishnava, really who Uttam Vaishnava, or all Vishnu Pada. And these Vibhuti, Chid Vibhuti are called Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. Krishna is Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha. Jiva are Mishra Sattva. Mixture Sattva. And worldly things are? Mishra Sattva means in Jivas, Kam, Krodh, Loh, Mad, Moh, Ma, Sarja, all these things. Kam, Lust, Krodh, Anger, Loh, Greed, Greed for worldly things. Mad, anything, money, beautifulness, worldly vidya,
knowledge,
power, it comes, we become mild. This is called Abhiman. All are mixed in Jeev. When Jeev is controlled by this body, Maya. Actually he is above all these things. But by that Shakti, Jara Shakti, he has been empowered. So in Vishuddha Sattva, no Raja Sattva Raja Tama. So in Shuddha Sattva, coming from Golok Vaikunth, Tam Chit Shakti, no Sattva Raja Tama. Sattva Raja Tama is coming from this worldly Maya. And it is mixed with Jeev. And Jeev has become Tadatma. There is only Sambit,
Sandhini,
Ladi. Where Raja, Tama and Sattva are mixed, they are mixed Sattva. In Jeev they are mixed. But in North this, in North, these are pure
worldly.
Pachit. You should know that Krishna and Krishna name, Krishna Katha, all are transcendental. Anyone cannot touch. We cannot touch the name by our tongue. We cannot touch Hari Katha by our
ears
and
mind.
We cannot touch Mahaprasad by our tongue. If you have a tendency to serve them and being
surrendered
to Guru Dev and Krishna, then they may come to our tongue, name, and Krishna can be seen by eyes. These eyes cannot see. Then Atma eyes will be tadatma with these eyes, and we see that these eyes are seen, but actually these eyes don't see. Govinda, Vaikunthana, Karnodak Sai, Karnodak Sai, who slips in
Karan's
ocean, Garbhodha Sai, Khirubdha Sai, all these are sponsor. Sponsor, you know? Sponsor?
Parts of Krishna.
Parts of Krishna, we are also?
Closer parts than we are.
Expansion.
Huh? Closer parts than we are.
Sitting.
No. Closer parts than we are. They're direct expansion.
There are sons. Somebody said, Maharaji said, you are doing bhedbhav, right?
Manifestation.
Huh? Krishna, then he is... Then he is... Vitha. His all qualifications and all Shakti, powers. Sambit, Sandhani, Hladani, Keet, Jeev, Maya, everything. When he is with that Shakti, then the part of Krishna are called Swan. And when he is only connected with Jeeva Shakti only, then Jeev comes and it is called Divinan. So all these ones are Shuddha Sattva. Jeeva is Mishra Sattva. And all these worldly things are Jada Sattva. Goloke, Vaikunthe are Karana Sagare, Athava e Jada Thake, Vishnu Nama Dhare. Avesi e Jada Vishya, Mayavi, Vishnu Nama Prakta, Vidhu, Sabadeshi, Maya Ishwara Swami, Shuddha Sattva. All the Sitwas, Swans, are master of Maya. They cannot be controlled by Maya. They can control Maya all. Mitra Sattva, Brahma, Shiv, Adi, Sab, Har. Brahma, Shiv, as a Jeev, and as a function, they are Mitra Sattva. They have to come in this world, and they have to create all these things, and to destroy. Like Brahma is mixed with Raja, and she is mixed with
Kama.
And
Vishnu.
Vishnu is Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. Ye samagra Vishnu Tattva are Vishnu Dhan, so Siddhvai Dhona, Sri Vidhana. Virijar ehi pare, crossing Virijar in our side. Other side is Vaikunth and Siddhvai Dhona. And crossing Virijar, be Raja. There is no Raja, no Tama, no Sattva. This is called Viraja. And above that, only Chit Vaibhav. And in crossing, Achit Vaibhav. So what we see in this world are Achit Vaibhav. We are seeing this body, it is Achit Vaibhav. But we are not seeing Atma. Atma is Mitra. And Krishna and all her parts are Parting lok. Before Viraja, Mayar Vaibhav, Jale Devi Dham, all are Devi Dham. Panchabhu, Manobuddhi, Ahankarna. Five elements. What?
Earth, water, fire, air, ether.
And made like all these things are all fungible. Man buddhi. Mind. Buddhi.
Intelligence.
And ahanka.
False ego.
Huh?
False ego.
False ego.
False ego. False real ego. False ego.
False ego. False ego. False
ego. Ahanka.
Sulona sab. There is a Linga Sharir.
Structural body. Structural body. Structural internal body.
Atma, Shuddha Chitta, Ang. Man, Buddhi. Ahankar and Vasana. Vasana means our desires. I love Amu. I love to that lady. I love that guru. Called Linga. His mind, his buddhi, and his ego are suggested. That all are very clear. They are quite reluctant from Lingadev, quite different from Lingadev. It means that we are doing bhajan by this mind and by this buddhi. But actually it is not right. How? We are doing bhajan by hearing the upadesh of our guru, by shastra, by Krishna. If there is no Shastra, no Krishna words, no Gurudev, then there are so many white persons and so many persons in other countries, why they don't do bhajan? Lakhs and lakhs, years and births. Swamiji went there and told, and so many persons began to do bhajan. So it depends only on the mercy of Krishna and his associate. That is why we are doing bhajan. By mind and by buddhi, it is the purpose. Who bhua swaha mahajana tapa sapta seven up and Patal, Sutal, Vital, Tal, Kalatal, Rasal, Patal. A seven
lower.
All are Mike Vaibhav. Jal Vaibhav. Not material.
Non-transcendental. Material.
Material. Chit Vaibhav is shadow of that Chit Vaibhav. there is not shadow, but not full, not
complete, not full.
No. Krishna is Satchidananda. In that, only chief of Krishna and very little particle is jiva. By Gathan, by actual form, is Chid Vastu. They are agonic in number, uncountable. And they all want sukh, happiness. All the jivas in Maya Vaishnav searching for happiness and shanti, peace. What is shanti and what is happiness? Shanti or happiness are not one thing. Advait Bhadi wants only shanti. No action of chit. These are called shanti. And when Krishna Vilas is there and gives us something by serving, then it is called Ananda Arjuna. Jara Krishna Barila. For this happiness, to having this happiness. Those who accepted Krishna service forever, who has accepted, they are called Kalisha. They are always Muktaji, unconditional soul.
What?
Those who thought that I will test Maya and they selected Maya for having pleasure, they are called Vaimukhi. They have never tested Krishna before. They have come from Pranab Gosai Vishnu. If anyone has tested for Krishna and he has tested and seen, he cannot come from that. So it has been told that Yadgatva na nivartante taddham param. There is no evidence and there is no example for that anyone has come from there. Only by Ichha of Krishna,
desire
of Krishna. His parikar may come and play a part, a role like that, like Jai Vijay. When the Jai Vijay was here, they were unconditional soul, Mukhaji. They were playing the part of, like Narada, who is always Mukhaji. Not Baddhaji. He plays a role of that. The parikara of Krishna, none are of these material things. Deni thare maya kit sarir paiva. They have come from Tatastha Shakti, and they, Maya have given this
body
to them. And they are in the circle of moving Papa and Punya. Papa, Punya.
Sin and good activities.
And changing there is full and linga sari. Changing there, this body.
Physical and astral body.
Gross and subtle.
Moving here and there. Anytime in Swarga, anytime in Narka, and in 84 lakh, 84 kinds of lakhs of births moving here and there. Forever, from anadi kal, no kal has been, no time has been given. Today we'll begin from that. And such gives, it has been told, conditioned soul and
liberated
soul. Two souls. Those who are serving always, either in Vrindavan, either in Dwarka, either in any part of Vaikunth, are liberated souls. There are so many kinds of liberated souls. Those who are serving Nishanka, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhu. There are five kinds of liberated soul. In them, those who are serving Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan, they are higher classes of jiva, or highest. And those who are serving in Mathura and Dwarka, they are also liberated, but less than them. The degrees of prem is less. And those who are serving in Vaikuntha to Narayan, Sri Ram, Nrisimhadev and all others are also liberated, but they have so much aishwarya in them. Aishwarya means
affluence.
Means Narayan is Bhagavan, Ram is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan. But this is the mode, then they are called Marjada Maya Bhakta. In Vrindavan, there is more and more affluence there, but covered with Madhurya. What is the meaning of Madhurya?
Sweetness.
Eh?
Sweetness.
Conjugal love. Conjugal love in Dwarka also, in Ayodhya also, but not Madhurya. Having Parakiya Bhav. Those who are in this world covered with Maya, they are conditioned soul. They have no connection with Krishna. But yet those who are in this world have, by chance, by good luck, they have association with association of bhakti, chaste bhakti, shuddha bhakti,
pure devotee.
Then they may take initiation from a qualified guru, bona fide guru, and then they are called unmukh jeev, inclined to Krishna. In this, there are three kinds of inclined jiva. Kanishta, uttam, madhyam and uttam. Three times up. Those who are not inclined to Krishna, yet they do good works, like doing good to others, giving dan,
charity,
to serve rogis,
patients,
to give alms to others, to make charity, hospital, school, college and all these things. They are all karmi. They are called asmartha or karmi. In this world, the proportion of the karmis are more. Very few those who are inclined to Krishna. There are so many jivas. They know nothing about all these things. They are like trees, animals, if they are in the shape of
human
being, but yet they are like an ash and other animals. Also there are trees and all other creepers, grasses and so many things. All are conditional souls. Anyhow, if by chance, by good luck, anyhow they can have the darshan or sangha association of any chaste Vaishnava, then there is sukriti. And by the sukriti they have more association. And then they go to Gurudev and take diksha and go on.
Maharaj, ye jo karmi log hai unko kis prakar
at least the association of madhyam adhikari, giving, taking, hearing, telling, serving, it makes sukriti. Not only this, but anything connected to Krishna, like Tulasi, Ganga, Jamuna, Braja, Ajodhya and all others.
And to Shiva also?
Mahaprasad, Charanamrita, all these things. They make sukriti. And sukriti when greater, more and more, then they have sadhusan. And by sadhusan,
Shraddha
will come. And Shraddha will gradually develop and it will come to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, then he will be liberated from this world. If in a class of Sadhu Sangha, if anyone whose heart is somewhat clear, somewhat pure, then if he will know that I am Krishna Das, Krishna is God of God, the Supreme
Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now I am in Maya, in the control of Maya, and he will realize that all the things which I am collecting will not give me a little piece of happiness or shanti. Shanti means peace. Then he attracts more to that sadhu or that society. But in whole world it is very rare. We can tell that we are so many, but in comparison to the whole world and whole universe, Brahmanda, the number of devotees are very few. And in numerous devotees, practically pure Vaishnava devotees will be very rare. Those who want to do only bhajan and those who are surrendered to Krishna. Like in the last sloka of Gita, Sarva Dharmana Parityajyamam Ekamsham. Then they will like Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami and other devotees, Haridas Thakur, Sivas Acharya. You know Sivas Acharya?
Sivas Pandit.
One day he was fasting, nothing to take, and there were so many attendants to him, his wife, children,
brother,
and so many things. Mahaprabhu did 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told him, why you are clapping one and doing 1, 2, 3? You are not understanding. Then he told that, we are fasting. Today we are fasting. Nothing to take. And if I will not get anything to take or to feed my children and wife, then too, I will wait and chant Hare Krishna whole day. And if third day I will also wait and see. And if nothing is found, I will not do any effort to collect anything. But if fourth day I will not have, I will wait for 3 days.
Jump.
1, 2, 3. Then I will
jump in
Ganges water and die. Live my life. Then Mahaprabhu told that if Lakshmi, wife of Narayan, the goddess of wealth, will take thought and begging here and there, but in whole life you have not to be one for these things. But we have no such
faith.
So, doing all these things, we said that Krishna cannot give it all these things. So must we should try. So we do so many businesses, works and to collect this, and at last this remains and bhakti goes.
So we should also
do whole day work for collecting all these things. But in night, at the time of sleep, how to have all these things? What will I do next day, whole year? And he engaged himself and his mind. Things on his head and goes to that
devotee's
room. But what to do ourselves? What is to do with it? We should do like that. Krishna will work. Bahut pariksha karega.
Test.
Will test like Arjun in explainer of Gita. Who has explained Gita?
Commentator of Gita.
Who has written commentary. Like that. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Like Draupadi.
Haridas Thakur.
Will arrange such a thing that like Haridas Thakur you will be beaten to in so many markets. So don't imitate. Do it as you are qualified.
That Krishna bhakti or that Krishna shraddha by any of the good works in the world, that is by karma, sadachar. Understand? अरे उधर लिख रहा है बतलाओ ना जो क्या क्या कहा
सदाचार
सदाचार से या सत्कर्म से भक्ति नहीं मिलेगी
फ्रॉम मेयर गुड डीड्स वन
कैन डू गुड डीड बाय कैरेक्टर जस्ट कैरेक्टर और एनीथिंग
वन कैन नॉट गेट भक्ति
But if he is Sudurachari, means
it's a very bad person.
Bad person, having so bad qualities, he has come out of a very low
class family.
He does not do any good work. Yet if he will have association of Vaishnava like Narada, Parvade Goswami, Dattatreya, or now the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there will be, they will have to put the end. That's also a Jnana, Jnana Kanda. Jnana Kanda means class, Jnana class, knowledge class. Those who want mukti, salvation thought from this world. Those who see that from birth to last end, all are testing sorrow, misery and alike. We are searching for happiness from very early stay,
right.
Why hope? But still now we have not gained anything. We see that old persons, father and mother, become old, they are forefathers, but still they have nothing, no happiness, no shanti,
no peace,
no peace. Seeing this, anubhav karke ya,
experiencing it,
realizing this, if anyone wants to go across these worldly things and want to be liberated from this world, and if he takes this shelter of Mayabad or Advaitbad, then he can be liberated and mixed with Paramatma or Brahma. This is the annihilation of any jeev to Brahma or Paramatma. But this stage is not good. Telling that what is Brahma? Brahma is the Angakanti of Krishna. Angakanti means
effulgence
of Krishna body or Krishna lotus face
nail.
Brahma Sthan. Vibration is not good thing because Krishna or any Bhagavat avatar if they
kill
any demon automatically they
are liberated. Demons are liberated.
Then what is the use of doing so much
hard labor
and sadhan and all these things. So those who are sadhak, but jnani sadhak, those who want liberation, actually they are like asu, demons. Karmi and jnani, both. Krishna Bahirmukh. The jnanis who are so high level, but you are all श्रेष्ठ हैं आप लोग
superior
to them because they are all बहिर्मुख but now you have been
connected with Krishna.
Krishna. If anyone one has a little association of bhakti or anything which is connected to bhakti or Krishna, if you will have darshan, what? Will have darshan?
Even darshan ka Hindi English mein dhanka hai nahi abhi tak mera. They also use the word darshan.
If we see Vaishnav, we serve Vaishnav, we do any kind of service to him,
unknowingly,
then it will be sukriti. Like a rat was so much thirsty and hungry. It was night time in the midnight, went in the mandir and saw that there was any rust in a pot. But it was not a rust in the liquid of oil, and a lamp was burning there. But gradually the light was so
down.
It was burned off.
It was about to
finish,
but at once that rat came in greed of taking that rust, that is oil, and their teeth are so much
basara.
Pointed. So automatically his teeth went on the lamp and it went up and the light came at once so much. And he feared and he went fly away, run away from there. And the lamp was set and it was giving more light to Thakurji. It is Sukriti. If a man giving something to Thakur and taking it again, takes himself or gives anyone that Mahaprasad, it becomes Sukriti.
If he distributes Mahaprasad.
If a Tulsi is given to anyone, it makes so much Sukriti.
You see, after offering or before offering?
After offering. Then he has some more Shraddha, but not actual Shraddha. And again he hears, then he understands something. Otherwise he will not understand the classes of Vaishnavas. A man associating so many years and he is good, he has now very good qualities to understand. He can understand Uttam Vaishnav, otherwise not. And those who understanding, thinking that he is Vaishnav, he is demarcating, those who will associate Vaishnava, they will go up. दोस पर्सन्स हु आर ओनली एंटेंगल्ड इन द लोअर स्टेज ऑफ हरि कथा एंड दे डोंट वांट टू गो एन इंच अप दे विल ऑलवेज बीन द सेम कैटेगरी
स्टेज
लाइक वी शुड टेक आवर फीट फर्स्ट देयर and again keep here strongly, then this food should be given and this too, like this. We are first in Kanishtha Adhikari, at first no class, after then Kanishtha Adhikari, and we should try to develop our these qualities up. Kanishtha should try to go in Madhyam, Madhyam should try to go in Madhyam, Madhyam, Madhyam Kanishtha, Madhyam should try to go Madhyam Uttam, and Uttam Kanishtha should try to go in Uttam
Madhyam,
and Uttam Madhyam should try to go in Uttam
Uttam.
We should not what?
Stick to
any
lower position.
Stagnant. We should not take that. We should try to go up always. If we will not do so, we will be in the same position. Some of the devotees' mood are like this. There was a bell. Person who was very charity mood, he made a well for all. His son saw that when he died, his son saw that my father has dig it. So I said I should drink water from this well. They drank for their whole life. After sons of sons came, up till now the water of the well has gone dirty, and if anyone will take this water, he will be
sick.
But yet they are telling that my forefather has made this well, so I will not take water from Ganges, Jamunas or any sacred water. This is sacred water for me. I will not take water from any other place, I will take from this well. Then he will take and he will be ill, and after that he will be dead. So we should try not like this, but try to achieve what we know more than that. Up till Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti is not found. You are. Haridas Thakur is telling. What I am telling, it is your by your mercy. You are ocean of kindness. And you are fathers and fathers and father of father of all souls. You have so much mercy for them. Jnani and Karmi, all the souls are of yours. They have come from you. So you can udhar kar sakte hain.
Rescue them.
Deliver them.
Deliver them.
Liberate them from
the system. Liberate them. Easily you can liberate. And that is why you have come here, to liberate all kinds of souls, especially those who are in pitiful condition. That is Karmi and Bahirmu and all the trees and all creepers and all this. Monkeys and all.
Non-human beings. Everywhere.
So, you have made two kinds of way. But
that's it.
One is Gaun Bhakti path.
Secondary.
That is
That is, by taking this, by going on this marg, in path, karmis can get Shuddha Bhakti. Gaun Bhakti path means mixture of bhakti. Karma plus jnan, bhakti. Jnan plus bhakti. Bhakti plus jnan. Bhakti plus
karma.
Understand? There is much difference between karma plus jnan and bhakti plus karma. In karma mishra bhakti, karma is
prominent.
Prominent, and bhakti is very less. And where jnan is, bhakti is prominent, karma is less. This is Gaun Bhakti path. In this we can ascend. Otherwise, if karma is pradhan and bhakti is less, then we cannot
ascend.
Krishna has done so many arrangements for all kinds of things. How they can ascend easily. This is the bhakti path. In Gita he has told all these things. Bhakti pradhan karma, that is karma yoga. Then jnana yoga. Jnan, but bhakti is prominent in them.
Bhakti pradhan jnan.
Bhakti pradhan. These are yoga, but where karma and jnan are pradhan, prominent, and bhakti is less, it is not jnan yoga or karma yoga.
What is the difference?
Understand? Yes. It is like a karma. By any good bhakta, chaste bhakta, pure bhakta, they can know gradually and they can descend in that. But the Shuddha bhakta will adopt pure bhakti. No karma at all, no jnana. But karma in the shape of seva and jnana in the shape of tattva jnana, it can be
used.
It can be taken. It will create no hurt or trouble. But if, like karmi we are doing, or jnani we are doing, like jnani, then it will be very opposite to bhakti. So we should try to
remove
it. But today,
even though he didn't perform any pious activities,
this is I had to keep. I have to keep in no reason.
Causeless.
Causeless mercy. Sometimes Krishna and devotees can show much, causeless mercy. Like Krishna has his mercy upon Kali. Utana, these are merciless
causes.
Upon you, all, Swamiji has showed him causeless mercy. You have not done anything, but by the wish of Krishna, causeless mercy, he went in Western countries, wrote so many books and preached everywhere, and gave a tract there, and you all have come in that tract.
Caught into it. But only those who must be having treasure of Sukritis, they must be caught into it, isn't it?
They can create also Sukriti and take in tract.
Maharaj, unconditional means no Sukriti.
Huh?
Unconditional means no Sukriti.
ए उसको पकड़ लो तो ए उसको पकड़ लो
भागो भागो कौन भाई
ए ए इधर आ इधर आ
भागो